trucks, buskers, face painters, and local artists will fill 7th Street on Saturday, August 18. They're coming together around the new Pearl Street Park and the Benson Building, where several artists have studios. According to Reagan Cody, the executive director of Downtown Partners, the first annual Art Affair is a new take on an old idea.
We've had art walks in the past where people would walk around to certain locations in downtown, and the feedback we got from that is it was pretty spread out. Some were open, some weren't. So instead, we're taking it outside, and we're inviting all artists, downtown and community, to come together for just a great community event down by the park. I think we've got a lot of artists already registered. So at this point, we're kind of opening it up to the public and saying, let us know what you've got, and we'll find a place for you down there to get some exposure.
So with the artists, are they opening their studios in the Benson Building, or will they be out on the street with tents and booths?
That's a great question. We hope they're outside in tents and booths. The more kind of density that we can have in something like that, the better it works. However, there are some pieces that are in studios inside the Benson Building that are not able to come outside. So I think we will have a piece to it where they can walk inside the building and see those artists in those studios.
Yeah, and I mean, that makes sense since it's right there, and that's really turning into a great area of downtown with the Pearl Street Park, and like you said, launch pads right there. And then since the Commerce Building is under construction and a bunch of artists moved out of there and migrated to the Benson Building, we have one of those artists here, Susie Rodriguez. Tell me about Art Affair and how you got involved with that, and maybe just a little overall of what you're seeing in the art scene in Sioux City.
Well, Reagan and I had a little conversation at the Art Center one day, and she brought this up, and I thought it was a fabulous idea. I'm really excited because it's incorporating the Benson Building artists who are in the building, with the street right next to it, which will be filled with tents of artists from all around Siouxland, hopefully, not just Sioux City, but all around our area, with a fun atmosphere, music and food trucks, and it'll just be a great event. And it's definitely a way to showcase the local artists, which don't always get a chance to do that.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about your art and being an artist in Siouxland.
Well, I'm a jewelry artist, so I do a lot of work with semi-precious stones and a lot of metal work, especially with copper. That's my art, but the Benson Building has every kind of art you can think of. I'm the president of Siouxland Artists, and our artists are very diversified too, and so quite a few of those artists will be at this event too. And I just am excited that we're doing more art in Sioux City, giving the local artists a chance.
Something that I'm excited about, because I like traveling to other cities and checking out their downtown areas, but you know, you have the strolling musicians / buskers who will be out there.
Yeah, we've started kind of communicating with some of the buskers in the area. A lot of people don't know what a busker is. And basically, like you said, it's a traveling musician. It's someone who would, I guess the stereotype would be to have the guitar case open or the hat out in front of them as they're playing and singing. What that's for is just to encourage music and activity, because sometimes just you tend to gravitate to where the music's playing, or you think there's more, you know, going on in that area. So the more we can expose just musicians, and it's another form of art. So the more we can utilize them in certain scenarios and events, we would love to be able to do that.
So right now, how many artists do you have signed up, and how many spaces are open?
Right now we have 15 spots taken, and we have 40 spots open total. Also, we're kind of encouraging, you know, Art Splash is the following month. It's like a couple weeks after this. So we've got a lot of art pieces going on around Siouxland. So we hope that people outside the community, artists that maybe just have a studio in their home and want to get their work kind of exposed to the community, would come out and participate in an event like this.
And one of those artists is Chailey Cohn. She's also here with us today. And you actually have an in-home studio, right?
Yes, Shady Grove Pottery. Yeah, this has been something totally different for me. Susie had invited me along to the meeting, and just have been doing the weekend shows for a while. We just wanted to help each other and make this run as smoothly as possible.
And tell me a little bit about your art and being an artist in Sioux City.
I make mainly functional pottery that you can use every day. That's my favorite part, is that it's functional. You can use it. I like to make mugs and bowls and servingware, just and items for your kitchen. And then I do make some decorative raku vases and wall hangings, and some garden art too. I make mushrooms and some flower pots and things that can go outside. It's been a lot of fun. I've got to switch my full-time job, and so I'm really thankful for all the support in the community when they come out to these shows, and I get to meet a lot of new people that way. It's been great.
The first annual Art Affair is Saturday, August 18, in front of the Benson Building on 7th Street. Local artists will line the street to display their artwork in a festival-like atmosphere from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Artists can register to participate through this Friday at downtownsiouxcity.com. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Ellie Carson.